Fizz Wade Rafke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Communication Workers of America, CWA, with almost 500,000 members, becomes the largest labor organization to endorse Senator Bernie Sanders for president in the Democratic primaries. The Democratic National Committee suspended access to its voter database for Senator Bernie Sanders' campaign after an error enabled it to access Hillary Clinton's private campaign data. The head of Turing Pharmaceuticals, at the heart of the controversy involving exorbitant price increases for drugs, was arrested by the FBI for crimes with a previous company that he is accused, where he is accused of running in a quasi-Ponzi scheme in which he used money from his company to pay off money-losing investors in his hedge funds. NASA's Cassini spacecraft will make its final flyby of Saturn's moon, Eclipteus. The spacecraft has spent 11 years orbiting Saturn and studying its 62 moons. Netflix is selling socks that will sense whether you've fallen asleep while watching a movie and help wake you up. PayPal has joined the list of tech companies changing leave policies by doubling parental leave for all its employees. The Vatican says they've confirmed a second miracle by Mother Teresa in India and are moving to canonize her as a saint. A shift in concerns about security, if they endure, could upend the prospects of both Republican and Democratic candidates for president. The fall of Carson is already cited as one outcome, and trouble for both Clinton and criticism of Obama are also problems. USA and Cuba have come to an agreement on an aviation deal that would allow 110 daily scheduled flights from the U.S. to Cuba. Number of people forced to flee war is expected to far surpass 60 million in 2015. For all its opposition to gambling, the NFL is already deeply enmeshed in the daily fantasy sports games, now facing rising legal scrutiny over whether they constitute gambling by another name. Almost every NFL team has a partnership deal with the fantasy sites, and two of the league's most powerful owners have stakes in DraftKings, the other top site. The league also has a partnership in the United Kingdom with DraftKings, which has a gaming license there. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.